It's 4:04. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. The Trump administration has reached agreements with Canada and Mexico to lift tariffs on metals imported from those countries, resolving a year-long standoff that inflamed North Atlantic tensions and complicated efforts to ratify a revised trade deal. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds commented on the agreement today, saying that it represents a significant step forward for Iowa's agriculture and manufacturing industries. Mexico and Canada are Iowa's top two trading partners. And the removal of steel, aluminum, and retaliatory tariffs, Reynolds says, will increase exports of Iowa products. Iowa's unemployment rate remained at 2.4% in April for the 10th month in a row. Iowa Workforce Development reported today the jobless rate held steady, where it's been since July of last year. Iowa has the nation's third lowest rate. And it's tulip time in Orange City. The annual Tulip Festival runs through tomorrow and includes street washing and parades twice a day. One of the top tasty attractions are puffergees.
Line can be a little bit long sometimes, but we make every single tray of puffergees fresh and hot for people, so it's a real treat.
That's Ann Minnick, one of a few hundreds of volunteers helping to make the Dutch delicacy. Siouxland Public Media News traveled to Orange City on the opening day of the Tulip Festival. Here are the highlights from this annual Siouxland event on All Things Considered at 4:44 this afternoon. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update at 4:32. I'm Mary Hartnett.